Today we celebrate the feast of two great Spanish saints. The one which is more universally known is St. Peter Claver. The other one is Santa Maria de la Cabeza, the wife of St. Isidore the farmer. St. Peter Claver was born near Barcelona, and he entered a seminary, and he wanted to become a Jesuit, so he was sent to Mallorca, where in the seminary, or collegiate scholasticate there, he met what was to become perhaps his best friend, St. Alphonsus Rodriguez. They were both canonized together in 1888 by Pope Leo XIII. But St. Alphonsus trained him. He was only a brother. He was not a priest. He was very humble, but very, very holy. He went to school and got all his classes and theology and philosophy and whatever, but he learned sanctity from this poor brother who was a porter of the monastery of the Scholasticate. When it was almost time for him to get ordained, it was a custom of the Jesuits to go to be sent and then be ordained wherever. St. Alphonsus convinced him to ask to be sent to South America. And he knew, how he knew only God knows, probably from divine revelation, he knew that there was a great need of holy priests in South America. So St. Peter was sent to the Colombian city of Cartagena, which means Carthage, Carthage of Colombia. It was the center of the slave trade of the whole Western Hemisphere, the United States included. And there, every day, thousands of slaves were shipped in from Africa. And of course, lest anybody lay an easy blame on anybody, the other Africans were capturing these poorer blacks who were there and selling them off to the Portuguese and the Spaniards and the English, including the very well-known Protestant preacher from Boston, Jonathan Edwards, who had a huge slave trade. You know, nobody can fill a stone when they live in a glass house. Anyway, when he got there, there was this old priest, and he was about to die, and he was taking care of the slaves. Every day he would go to the ships, and he would be taken there. He was too weak to walk, so they would be taken in a wheelbarrow. And then it was time, and he died, and he gave his commission, in a sense, to St. Peter, this young Jesuit that had just arrived. And he spent the rest of his life taking care of the slaves. There were no miraculous medals at the time. She had not appeared yet. This is in the 1500s. And but he had medals of the Blessed Mother. And in order to keep up with whom he had already seen and so forth, he gave them a medal of the Blessed Mother. But what he was doing was, he was catechizing them as well as he could and baptizing them. By the end of his life, and he did not live a long life, he had baptized 400,000 slaves. It's incredible, magnificent. And that is the best thing anybody can do for anybody, to give them Jesus Christ, the faith. And so St. Peter Claver, from the area of Barcelona in Spain, did this. The other saint was basically from Madrid with her husband, St. Isidore. They are the patron saints of Madrid, the capital of Spain. Now it's interesting that with all the rich and noble saints that Spain has, and there are so many, St. Francis Xavier, St. Francis Borgia, etc., etc., it is this very, very poor couple that barely knew how to read and write, who were farmers, tenant farmers at that, they became the patron saints of the capital of Spain. Of course, St. Isidore, we hear about him when his feast day comes. Today is the feast of his wife, Santa Maria de la Cabeza, St. Mary of the Head. And they had a little boy, St. Ian or Juan, who died. It was part of the joy of their youth, and he fell in a well and drowned. They're all together, and including the head of Santa Maria of the Head, in the magnificent church or Basilica of San Isidore in Spain that used to be the cathedral until the new cathedral was built in the last 50, 60 years. And the new cathedral is very beautiful, but it doesn't compare to the Basilica of St. Isidore. They're there, and there every time I go to Madrid, my first Mass, and for several days, my Masses are right at the tomb, where you can see the body of St. Isidore and the head of St. Mary. The rest of her body got lost during the Communist Revolution because they hid it. They hid St. Isidore's body inside a couch, one of those fold-out couches. And the Communists did not look for him there. And the same thing with her head. In the meantime, they are the patrons of Madrid, and St. Peter Claver, the patron saint of racial peace. And so much good has come from them. Not rich and wealthy and great persons of the world, but great in the eyes of Christ, great in the eyes of the Church, and should be great in our own souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. And we have a saying in Spanish, when it rains, we say, San Isidro Labrador, quita el agua y pon el sol. St. Isidore the farmer, take away the rain and bring back the sun.